Codaline and Ready. And from Career Ready, I've got Sean Robertson in front of me. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Nice to see you again. Now, just tell me a little bit about Career Ready.
So Career Ready is a charity that supports young people into the world of work. So we predominantly work with 16 to 19 year olds at sixth forms and colleges across the UK. And here in Cambridge, we are working with 4 sixth forms and colleges, and we are supporting 85 sixth form and college students in total for the next 2 years to access lots of different work opportunities and to expose them to lots of different local employers.
So what kind of students would be ideal for you then?
Ideally, we are looking for students who have little to no work experience already and who don't really have many family connections that can enable them to access work experience. We love to work with students that aren't particularly the most confident, and students that want to experience lots of different work environments. So students that don't really know what they want to do, I suppose, are the best type of students for us to be working with, because throughout the two-year programme that we have them on, they meet lots and lots of different organisations. They are introduced to lots and lots of different career pathways within those organisations. So we are great for students who don't know what they want to do, don't feel particularly confident, and who don't have access to work experience opportunities already.
So these can run, the experience with you can run alongside their A-levels?
Yes, it does. So it's a two-year programme that they start in year 12 or the equivalent if they're at college, and it runs right through until they finish year 13.
And what kind of thing would they be doing then as part of that programme?
So there's kind of 4 strands to the work that we do with them. The first is about introducing them to the development of transferable skills. So we run what we call masterclass sessions with them, and those are employer-led. So they have 8 masterclass sessions throughout the duration of the programme. We then provide all of our students with a mentor. So that's the second part of the programme. So they're mentored by somebody from the world of work for a full year. We then take them on lots of different workplace visits. So we visit a number of different organisations across Cambridge, and we have lots of brilliant organisations that are supporting us already. So those students will get to go there, find out not just what the company's doing, but about all of the different roles within that company and how they might look to develop qualifications, work experience, whatever it might be, in order to get one of those positions. And then the final thing that we do is we look for internships and work experience placements for our students. So every student on the programme will go off on some form of work experience.
Oh, this is brilliant. I just wish something like this had been around when I was at school, because after you've got your A-levels and done maybe further education, then you land in the world of work. It's a bit of a shock to the system if you've never done anything like that before.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think it would have been good if it was around when I was at school as well. A lot of people do say that. You know, the students that are on the programme, they know that it's a brilliant programme to be on. They, you know, all the feedback that we always receive across the UK is that this has changed their life, even perhaps if it's just by exposing them to different opportunities that they didn't know were available. And I think that happens to a lot of young people. But unfortunately, that doesn't tend to happen until you end up finishing university or you've done a few jobs that you didn't really enjoy and you start to learn what's out there. So it's a great opportunity for them to just understand and to build their awareness of what is available to them.
And to find out what they want, really, because sometimes you do your A-levels, you think, well, you know, yeah, I like English and I like history, but you've no idea where that's leading you, and you're exposing them to jobs and opportunities where I think, actually, you know, I might like to follow this up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think everybody thinks they want to do something somewhere along the line. They think they've got an idea in mind of their ideal career, but a lot of the time that kind of falls flat on its face and people tend to realise, actually, that's not what I want to do. Or they finally do a bit of work experience in that area and realise it's not for them. Our programme is good in terms of exposing what perhaps isn't the best suit for them. So by going on lots of different workplace visits, by meeting lots of different employers, they gain a lot of perspective on actually where their skill set is best placed and what they really enjoy, you know, whilst finding out what they don't like as well.
Which is as important.
Yeah, definitely.
So how does it work? You go into a sixth form, and what do you wait for the students to come to you, or are you, do the teachers help you identify which students might need support?
So we've got coordinators in each of our sixth forms and colleges. So we're working with Long Road Sixth Form College, Netherhall Sixth Form, Parkside, and then we're working with Cambridge Regional College as well. And each four of those sites, we've got coordinators, so teaching staff that are supporting the implementation of the programme. So I will work with them to recruit students. So we will go out and speak to all of the students in that particular year group, but then together we will start to sift through applications and then interview students as well for the programme. So it's kind of a joint effort.
And it seems obvious to me what the students get out of it. What do the businesses get out of it?
There's numerous reasons why businesses get involved in supporting the Career Ready programme. I think first and foremost, it's a great thing to do. It's lovely to be involved in the community, but also with young people in particular in the local community. It's a great way to not just raise awareness of your business, but to also start seeking out new talent. And that's one of the main reasons why lots of people get involved with our programme. So not only are you just meeting the students either through mentoring or through the workplace visits, but if you're running work experience placements or internships even, you can really start to see some of the potential within these young people, which is great. So a lot of businesses use us, I suppose, as a talent pipeline. Another reason why lots of businesses get involved with us is because it provides really good professional development opportunities for their staff, particularly young staff that might be looking to progress themselves, want to develop some communication or leadership skills, anything like that. This programme is really good for, because as an employee, it can build your confidence, and it can teach you how to manage other people as well. So the numerous reasons why people get involved.
This is a great scheme. It's sort of the kind of thing that you think the government should offer, really, not a charity.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that's a whole good, different story. What kind of businesses are involved then? Who do we know?
So we have AstraZeneca that are supporting us, and also Arm as well down the road. We've got a number of different organisations on our board. So we have Amazon that are working with us, their research and design department. We're working with Cambridge United as well. We are also working with Adam Brooks, Health Education England. The GCGP LEP are supporting us as well, as are Form the Future, which are another organisation that work with schools in Cambridge. And they do a lot around the development of transferable skills. So they're supporting us heavily. We are also going to the Welding Institute in November.
You've got lots of big hitters there.
We've got lots of big companies in Cambridge that are supporting us, but we've also got a lot of smaller, independent institutions as well that are working with us. There's a brilliant company called Intelligent Fingerprinting, which is going to be supporting us with a visit in March. We're also working with some of the agritech companies as well. So we're trying to provide a really kind of broad range of employers for the students to interact with, both large and small.
It's a good place, Cambridge, isn't it? Because you have got that IT network, there's sort of publishing, there's loads of things going on here.
Yeah, and we're really focusing on the STEM subjects as well for our students. So we're looking at the science, technology, engineering, maths, organisations, but then within that we are looking to expose students to all of the different jobs within that organisation. So things like HR, finance, marketing do tend to come into it as well.
What a nice job you have. You must see young people blossoming and, you know, maybe changing their career path as a result of what you've done.
It's a lovely job. I love my job.
Good. It's not often people say that.
No, I know.
Now, how can people get involved? I know you're going into schools and approaching teachers and sixth form, but you're looking for business mentors.
We are, yes. So at the moment, we're doing our recruitment for our mentors. So our mentors will work with students for a full year, and it's a normal year, a calendar year. So the mentoring starts in January and it will finish in December. So that mentor stays with a student for two academic years, which is great for them. And it runs through the kind of key choice-making part of their sixth form or college years as well. So the mentoring is key to what we do. But we are recruiting for mentors now, and we are really looking for anybody within the Cambridge business community that would like to support a young person making those critical choices, and really, really to support them in developing the key skills that they need in order to become as employable as they possibly can be.
And having that opportunity, like we just said, to perhaps change their life, steer them on a different career path, you know, a better career path.
Yeah, I mean, I've mentored before, and it's really rewarding. It's a great experience for you as a mentor, but because of what you can see what you're doing, you can see the impact that it's having, and that's a wonderful thing. You know, it's a very nice feeling to have. So in a selfish way, as an employer, you know you're doing something good. You know, it's going to make you feel good as well, whilst seeing this development in a young person. But if anybody would like to mentor, as I say, we are recruiting now, and it's just a simple case of registering to become a volunteer mentor on our website.
And what sort of qualifications would you need to be a business mentor?
Ideally, you just need to have experience of the world of work, and that's it.
That's it.
That's really it. Yeah, it's as simple as that. So we're looking for people of any age, any level within any organisation to come forward and just kind of offer their experience more than their expertise, I suppose, is what we need. Just people that are happy to support and guide and share their own experiences with young people.
Well, there's loads of information about this on your excellent website, careerready.org.uk. And people can go on there. If people are interested in being a business mentor, they can go on there and click on a button.
Yes, they can. And it is as simple as that. The Get Involved button is on the homepage of our website, and you just visit that.
careerready.org.uk. High five to the person doing your Twitter account this morning, I have to say. They've gone into overdrive in the last 10 minutes or so. It's great. They've raised your awareness and raised ours. Thank you very much, whoever that is. Well, good luck, Sian. Honestly, it just sounds a wonderful organisation. Can you quantify how many young people you've helped?
Well, as a charity, loads. I mean, this year we'll be looking to have about 1,500 new year 12. So, you know, we've been going for 10, 15 years now in various locations across the UK. So that gives you a rough idea of the total number of students that we support year on year. But in Cambridge, this will be our largest group yet.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with it. Lovely to talk to you, as always. Thanks, Sian.
Thank you.